Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, don't just look at the blessings I've promised you, but recognize that there is more to your purpose. You've sought the prophetic because a prophetic gift lies on the inside of you. That is your tribe. This means that you are equipped to see, to hear, to intuitively sense things, even faint whispers of my mind and my spirit. Yes, that's my voice. It's not just wishful thinking. It's a powerful word meant for you and for those around you. This gifting flows through your life for a reason. Speak. Speak the word of power I've placed within you. Command and witness the angels of heaven move on your behalf. They'll manifest to release demonstrations of my power and my spirit in you, on you, and through you in a way that you haven't experienced before. You've already had moments of walking on water, trusting me in the impossible. As Peter did, you know what it feels like to cry out for salvation and thereby walk with me on the breakers. But this time, your faith will carry you not just through the water, but through the fire. You'll break free from external pressures, the fear of what others think, and your own self-doubt. It's time to claim the mantle that's been waiting for you since the foundation of the world. Yes, there'll be challenges, but remember, I'm with you always. Step confidently into your calling, knowing that you have been equipped and empowered by my spirit. There are those around you who need the message that you carry. Speak boldly and watch as I move through you to bring hope, healing, and transformation to those who are hurting, to those who are searching for answers. As you embrace that gift that originates in me and step out in faith, you'll begin to see the fruits of your labor. Your words will not return void, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent them. Your obedience and submission to me, says the Father, will open doors that you never thought possible, leading you into new opportunities and relationships that will further your impact on those around you. So as you continue on this journey of walking in this calling, remember to stay rooted in my word and prayer. Allow my spirit to guide and empower you, giving you boldness and wisdom to speak words of life to those who need to hear them. Trust that I am working all things together for your good and for the good of those that you are called to minister to. Know that your gifting is not for personal advantage or recognition, but it is meant to be a tool for my kingdom. Embrace, cultivate, and use it to bring glory to my name and to further my purposes on the earth. Step out in faith and watch as I move mightily in you and through you, bringing about transformation and revival in the lives of those around you. Your word, says the Father, has power because I am in your word. Speak it boldly and watch as I move in miraculous ways. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing and bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.